Joe, how do you say it in Japanese?
作者が昔の靴を読む。
And how do you say it in English?
Writers read the old s**t.
Thanks, man. Welcome back to Writers Read the Early Conversations with authors and artists and kids about the lopsided pleasures of their pre-developed, over-early, unripe work. I'm your host, Jason Emdy, and my very special guest this episode is a student, baseball player, boxer, a chatterboxer, an illustrator, a home movie star, and a very handsome young man with a very handsome new haircut. He was airbanding to Kiss when he was still in diapers, and his very first rock show was Paul McCartney at Nagoya Dome there. Distinguished listeners, it's my very son, Joe Emmett Sakin, MD. Hi, Joe Po.
Hi.
How you doing, man?
I'm okay.
What's happening?
Nothing.
Nothing at all?
Yeah.
What did you do today?
Game.
What game did you play?
Baseball game, and I don't remember.
Okay. I got a couple questions for you, if that's okay.
Yeah.
If the members of Kiss and the four Beatles had a fist fight, a rumble, who would win?
Kiss
would win. Why?
They have the weird
spikes.
Spikes in hands. So.
Right. They also have superpowers.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't want them to win, but they probably would, right?
Yes.
Okay. What country do you want to go to?
Canada.
Why?
Because you tell me every time Canada is a great place.
Yeah.
So I think I want to go.
One day. Well, you've been there once.
Yeah.
But you probably don't remember, right? You were only two. Maybe not even two. What's your favorite word in Japanese?
I don't have.
Really?
Yeah, I don't have.
What's your favorite word in English?
Love.
Love. Why?
Because I want to have a great and a really good life.
And you think love is part of a great and really good life?
Yeah.
Well, you're right. What's a memory that makes you really happy?
We go to Okinawa.
When we went to Okinawa. When did we go to Okinawa?
About last year.
Just over a year ago?
Yeah, the summer, I guess.
Yeah. What did you like about Okinawa?
Swim.
Swimming? Yeah.
Walk for 4 kilos and we didn't drink even one drop of water.
Well, what was the name of the island we were staying on?
Akajima.
Akajima, right. And then the next island, what was it called? Do you remember?
No. What was it?
I forget. It started with a G, I think. But anyway, you and... Mama and Sasha decided to go swimming back to the beach, and you and I thought, let's go for a walk. Let's walk to the other island. So we walked for about 4 days.
Yeah.
Really hot. We got to the other island.
Yeah.
And what did we find there?
Two
goats.
And one family swimming in the ocean.
And that was it, right? Yeah. Not even a vending machine.
Yeah. No
nothing.
Water.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Nightmare.
Yeah, nightmare.
But it's still your favorite memory.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Still. What's the scariest movie you've ever seen?
I saw a little bit of Rambo 4.
Rambo 4?
A little bit. That's 30 seconds. But the whole movie is Saving Private Ryan.
That was scary?
Yeah, lots of blood, so.
Right. What were you doing watching Rambo 4? Man, you're too young for Rambo 4.
What are you talking? You said this is the trailer, so I saw it. Then that was not the trailer. That was like the 3-minute scene, and I saw lots of blood, and I was really scared.
What? Oh, you saw the Jeep scene, right?
Yeah. The Rambo is having that crossbow or something,
uh-huh.
And blow up lots of blood. Guy's dying. Incredible.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Oh, well. Joe, if you wrote a book,
yeah.
What would it be about?
Star Wars.
Star Wars?
Yeah.
Like a new Star Wars adventure?
Yeah.
With what characters?
M.D. Joe.
M.D. Joe? What, yeah. He's a bounty hunter?
Yeah.
Who are you, James Tyler Russell?
No.
a new bounty hunter named M.D. Joe?
Yeah.
What does he look like?
Old man.
He's an old man.
Yeah. Old woman, man. Sorry.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Old man named M.D. Joe.
Yeah.
Looking for criminals.
Yeah.
Hmm. What's the worst thing you've ever tasted?
Worst thing I ever tasted?
Hmm.
That's a good question. Like, I didn't... Natto.
Natto?
Yeah.
Fermented bean curd.
Yeah.
You know, DJ Max really likes that stuff. He even wrote a song about it.
Really?
How much he loves natto. Yeah.
Really?
He's out of his mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does natto taste like?
Egg, but spider.
Spider eggs?
Yeah, spider eggs.
Joe, what do you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be an actor.
An actor?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? What kind of movie do you want to be in?
I want to be in 007.
You want to be in a James Bond movie?
Yep.
You want to be James Bond?
Yeah.
Right. So maybe not the next James Bond, but the one after that?
Yeah.
What is your kind of James Bond style going to be? You know, they all have a different, unique flavor.
Yeah, I want to be a little bit dark.
A little bit dark? So, like Daniel Craig?
Yeah, but I have a high voice, so I think I can do that, but...
You can still be dark with a high voice.
Me?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
I don't know.
Might freak everybody out, but why not?
How?
Why do you have these holes in your chair?
I don't know.
It's like we have a cat. An invisible cat.
Yeah, maybe.
What's your favorite cat?
Russian Blue.
Russian Blue. If we got a cat.
Yeah.
What, and we got a Russian Blue, what would you want to name it?
Kiss.
Kiss?
Or James Bond.
Or both.
Yeah, or both.
James Bond Kiss?
Yeah.
I know you read Korokoro comics all the time.
Yeah.
What do you like about Korokoro comics so much?
You have lots of fun manga. Ah, I'm sorry, comic.
Oh, lots of fun comics. Like yeah. What?
Mario.
See, there's a Mario comic?
Yeah.
And what does he do? Go on adventures?
Yeah. It's like the game, but the guys write it like a comic. So it's like the same story.
And that's fun?
Yeah, I think.
Well, who knows? Horses for courses. Okay, man, I want to show you some of your early work.
Yeah.
And listeners can't see it, of course, so I need you to describe it, okay?
Yeah.
And then maybe tell everybody, you know, what you were thinking when you made it or what it means.
Yeah.
Okay? Got this big book of early stuff.
Yes.
Some of your early work.
Yeah.
Oh, there are your early feet.
Oh.
Do you remember that?
No, small hole.
Yeah, this is from... When were you born?
In 2010.
2010, so you were 3 years old here. Do you remember that?
20 cents about.
Anyway, it's not really art, it's just it's just your feet. Here's some early drawings you did.
Yeah.
This is your picture of yourself. Can you describe that? What does it look like?
It's like a potato with eye and then eyes and hair, I guess. Kind of like a hair.
Sticking straight up.
Yeah. And a carrot.
Your nose is a carrot?
Yeah. And it's just like what, long gummy or something?
Well, I guess it's your mouth, but
it's too long.
You're right. It does look like a potato, an angry potato with crazy hair.
Yeah.
And no body.
Yeah.
So this is how you saw yourself in 2014.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, this is your picture of Sasha.
Yeah.
From the same session, I think.
Yeah.
Sasha drew, what do you think this is? The sky?
Yeah.
Just blue scribbles, really, but...
Yeah.
Okay, and then here's your picture of Sasha. Now, it's quite different than your picture of yourself. Look, you're a potato.
Yeah.
What is he?
Like an alien. Alien face, and then like a Mickey eye.
Yeah, like your eyes are totally different. Yeah. Look, your eye... In fact, the shape of your head goes from left to right, right?
Yeah.
But his is up and down.
Yeah.
Your eyes are left to right. His eyes are alien.
Yeah.
Up and down. The nose is about the same, yeah, though. But he's smiling.
Yeah, he's smiling like a Mickey.
You look angry.
Yeah.
Is it because of this?
Maybe.
Because he drew this blue sky scribble on your picture?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I believe you also, at that same session, drew... Okay, you drew me.
Hmm.
Now... I'm also smiling.
Mm.
I also don't have a body.
Yeah.
I also have the same hair as Sasha. You have more hair than both of us put together. But I look more like Sasha than you.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, it's like a potato.
No, I'm more like an alien egg.
Yeah.
Potato would be this way, right?
Yeah.
Why did you draw me more like Sasha? Or why did you draw Sasha more like me?
Because that time I was not so good
uh-huh.
to draw. Plus, maybe I thought you were like an alien, so I...
You thought your brother and I were aliens?
Yeah, maybe.
And here's your picture of Mama.
Yeah. Mom is 100% the same as now. Oh my gosh. What? I'm a genius.
Yeah, well, again, she's in the same style as Sasha and I.
Yeah.
She's the alien egg style.
Yeah.
She's not smiling either.
Mm.
But you've given her a very deluxe hairdo here.
Yeah. Same as now.
Wow. So did you feel that the three of us were like all together and you were different?
Yeah.
Do you still feel that way?
Nope.
Okay. Now, this is from maybe a year or two later.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember this picture. What's this?
Ah! I know it. In Star Wars, do you know... what was that? The guy gave lightsaber to Luke?
Obi-Wan?
Yeah. This is the old Obi-Wan in that green...
Oh, when he's riding that lizard?
Yeah, that lizard.
Right.
That green lizard, and this is a TIE fighter.
Yeah.
Coming
to attack him?
This is lightsaber.
Oh, this is Obi-Wan with a blue lightsaber.
And his own...
Oh, right.
I think this picture, I saw that movie, and mm-hmm. then I thought that was really cool, so I think I drew it.
Right. It's a very good TIE fighter.
Yeah, and this is the shooting part. Right?
The laser part? Yeah. That's very action-packed.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Yeah.
Okay, now what's this? Oh, do you remember this picture?
No. A rocket?
No. This is from another movie that we watched.
Yeah.
That you liked. You were about 5 or 6 years old when you drew this.
Yeah.
It's another science fiction movie.
Mm.
Do you remember when they're on those, they look like space motorcycles, and they draw a wall behind them, and then you try to box your enemy in and they crash. Do you remember that movie?
Yeah.
Do you remember the name?
No.
Yeah, Tron.
Oh, I don't
remember. You don't remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, you didn't. Didn't really catch on, but that's those guys on those bikes. That's what this picture is. It's pretty good.
Mm.
Good colors on there.
Yeah.
You know, purple and blue and red.
Not so good, but.
Not so good?
Not so good.
You're not impressed with this?
Yeah, not so good. I think so.
Okay. Well, man. Look, lots of artists are not happy with their early work.
Yeah.
Well, this is Sasha.
Oh, he's really good.
I think he just colored it, man.
Now I know how.
He couldn't draw a chicken that good.
Yeah.
No way. Now, here is a note. This is, you know, you used to draw a lot of pictures, but you didn't write very much.
Mm.
You don't write very much now. But this is a note that you wrote to the Tooth Fairy. Can you read it?
Saying, please give me...
Well, in Japanese first.
Ah. 5万円 ください。何でもするから。名前、MD ジョー。MD ジョーより。I don't know what. は何は。
I think this says, 歯はここ。
ああ。はい。
So, how would you translate that into English?
Please give me 5 million.
Yeah,
not five
million.
Ah, sorry.
50,000.
50,000 yen.
Hmm.
I won't. I will do anything. Name MD Joe. My tooth is right here.
Did you get 50,000 yen from the tooth fairy? No.
Nope. No way. I got like 10 yen.
Now, this is your spy versus spy cartoon. Can you explain what's going on here? There are two spies, clearly. Here's the black spy and the white spy, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember? Can you even tell what's going on here?
I think the black spy tried to go somewhere,
mm-hmm.
and the white spy know that, so he, like, threw a popcorn or something.
Popcorn?
It looked like a popcorn.
Mm-hmm.
He threw the popcorn, and then the black spy, I think he, like, fall down,
mm-hmm.
and then hit the face, and then he's like, yeah, I'm the winner.
It's a pretty good plot. Oh, so these are four different stories here. So what's this one? Here's the white spy.
I guess so. He's
what's he do? He's just whistling, walking along and whistling.
Like he saw a movie.
Oh, he went to go see a movie. Okay. What's this? The black spy is also walking along.
Yeah. He's falling down. He's like...
Spike.
He's falling down. Oh my God. And then the white one did the same thing with the black.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess so. I really don't know. So.
There's a lot of falling down in your spy versus spy cartoons, Joe. Okay, what about this one?
The white spy is a baby.
Hmm?
Yeah.
He's a baby?
Yeah.
Okay.
The black spy is taking care of him.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, like, he gives something to the black spy.
Mm-hmm.
The black spy don't need that.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess the white spy is angry, so he did a fall, then he, like, oh.
He farted?
I guess so.
Oh, okay. These are a mystery to you too, huh?
I think now I know. I do the real meaning. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
The white spy is a baby,
mm-hmm.
and the black spy is, like, for his father.
Mm-hmm.
And he's giving a peekaboo to him.
Mm-hmm.
Then the black guy said,
the black spy?
In Japanese, you know, burning for you. So the white spy is saying, I'm going to kill you someday. Now I remember.
It's hilarious and terrifying, Joe.
Yeah.
How about this last one here?
Like the white spy is walking.
Mm-hmm.
The black spy have a pet.
Mm. A dog?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I think... No, this is not a dog. This is... How you say it? Not a squid, the other one.
An octopus?
Yes, octopus.
So he's taking his octopus for a walk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then the white one say, I want that. And he have a gun.
Uh-huh.
So he say, I want that. Oh, I show you. Then the octopus spit the black.
Black ink?
Black ink. So he's like, ah! And finish. Then he run away. I think. So, because I really don't know what I did.
Yeah, you don't remember what you were thinking?
Yeah.
Now, this is one of my favorite drawings that you did.
Yeah.
Can you describe this picture? Do you remember this one?
I think I win in you win in a boxing fight.
Mm-hmm.
In a championship.
So I'm clearly wearing the championship belt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, but I don't know why, but you saying, yay, Joe, you did it.
So... I won the championship, but I'm throwing you in the air.
Yeah.
Saying, in the ring.
Yeah. Saying, you win, you're the best. Woo! Like that.
I'm saying you're the best.
Yeah.
Even though I won the championship.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah.
There are many people watching.
Yeah. Everybody's like.
Everybody's clapping. And you look really happy and I'm throwing you in the air.
Yeah. And like, oh, this is fun.
Oh, all right. Now, how about this?
Like, this is the same. He's in the ring.
Who's in the ring?
Me. I think I'm in the ring and I won the championship. So I'm giving the belt. Like, I won. I'm the number one. And Bagin saying, wow, you're cool.
See, that's one way to look at it. But I wrote down.
Oh. Sorry.
I wrote down the true meaning of this picture when you gave it to me.
Yeah.
Once again, that's me winning the championship belt.
Oh, okay.
And this is you and Sasha joining me in the ring to congratulate me.
No.
You're both naked also.
Oh.
I'm wearing boxing shorts.
Yeah.
They even look like Rocky's...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think I...
American flag style.
Maybe because I saw Rocky too, I thought... I want to draw.
Yeah. And people are... And look, the whole thing is sort of... The ring is in American flag colors, but you guys are... your arms are huge and you have no clothes on.
Mm.
Is that an artistic decision?
Yeah.
Okay, do you remember this? Again, I wrote down... Because I thought I might forget too, so I wrote down the meaning all the time.
Mm.
Okay. Can you describe what you see? It's a cartoon with two frames, right? Mm. In the first frame, what is this?
I think it's three.
Yeah, all right. So three frames there.
So I'm saying like, I'm going to see somewhere.
Going to see?
Somebody.
Somebody, mm-hmm.
And then the friend said, I hate you. So no, and then the heart is broken down.
Yeah, but your heart is broken. Actually, there are two hearts.
Yeah.
He broke both of your hearts?
Maybe.
Uh-huh. And then, what's this?
And I think, I'm angry. Why he said I hate you? Joe, you can't come. No. I'm totally angry.
And it's like you're getting on a bicycle here or something, and you're very angry.
Maybe go somewhere.
Your heart is still broken.
Yeah.
And you're thinking here. You're remembering your friend saying no, and you're angry, right? Mm. Mm. Okay. Again, I wrote the description here. This was after English class at Nakahara Building.
Ah! Now I know.
And you wanted to go with me.
And walk.
Right? Yeah. And I said, no, you've got your bicycle, so you got to ride home with Mama and Sasha, right? So this is you. In the first frame, it's you thinking about walking with me home. And then I guess this is me saying no. And breaking both of your hearts that are floating above here. And then finally, it's you getting on your bike very angry because you couldn't walk with me. Right?
I remember.
Yeah? Is that a traumatic memory for you?
Yeah. That time, because I have swimming, so I needed to go with bicycle. So I couldn't walk with you because I have a...
Right, right.
But after that, I quit and I started boxing. So
now we walk.
Yeah.
We always walk
home
together. So your heart is okay now?
Yeah.
And we stop at the cat park?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you remember this picture?
Yep.
What's this?
On the road.
On the road.
I can read it, so.
Yeah. So what is the picture of?
That's the main guy drinking coffee.
Yeah. And in the background, there's a mountain here.
Mount Fuji, maybe? Yeah, maybe not.
Maybe not. Why did you draw a picture of On the Road?
Because I thought the book was really good. And the present for you, I draw.
Just to be clear, you didn't read Jack Kerouac's On the Road. Remember we got that?
Yeah, that special.
Like version for kids, right?
Short
version.
Yeah.
And you like that story?
Yeah.
Oh. Do you think you'll ever read the real version one day?
No.
Okay, what's this?
This is in America, in Florida place.
In Florida, yeah.
You have a big, big suizokan.
An aquarium?
Yeah, aquarium, and you can go inside, like swim with
the animals. Also, this is people swimming with, what's this, a turtle?
Yeah.
And a shark? I don't want to talk about that animal that you drew there.
Because you hate that.
It's a manta ray, man.
Yeah, you hate that.
I do. What's this?
This is like animal and gun.
Animal plus gun.
Yeah, like this is like the place I want to draw manga girl. So I said, how is the best way? And then you get a book.
Mm-hmm.
And you said, number one, make a original gun, man. Or make something plus and plus.
Mm-hmm.
Like Star Wars plus Marvel and then a new character like that.
Uh-huh.
So I draw gun
plus
animal.
So, all right. So this is a guy holding a gun. What kind of gun is it?
This is, what was that in the really, that big fort one?
Big fort?
Yeah, that one, like the... Like lion come and then you fall then run away. Hyena.
A skunk.
Yes.
This is a skunk gun.
Yeah.
Like, all right. So now there's a four-panel comic. Yeah. What's this?
The bad guy.
So the first panel is a bad guy. He looks kind of like a pirate or something.
Yeah.
With knives kind of or swords.
Okay. And he have the.
So he's attacking a guy with a skunk gun?
Yeah. And then he shoots the skunk gun. And then the pirate is like, oh, it's stinky. Oh. And
you know what? That's a great idea for a gun. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't shoot a bullet, but it shoots...
Fart.
Fart. It's an excellent idea.
Yeah.
Okay. And in this book, there's just one more I wanted to look at. This one here. Now, this looks like a concert. You've drawn a picture of a concert. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. There are 6 musicians playing here.
Mm.
Who are they?
Noel from the Liam team.
Noel from Oasis?
Yeah, and Liam.
And Liam, where's Liam? Here? Mm. Okay, he's singing.
Yeah, and okay. Sylvester Stallone.
Sylvester Stallone. he doesn't. Noel has a guitar.
Yeah.
Liam is just singing, right, in his pose.
Yeah.
What? And Sylvester Stallone is just posing.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what he brings to the band.
Yeah.
Muscles.
And then you.
I'm standing there.
Yeah.
I'm standing next to Liam. Am I singing too?
No.
I'm just standing there. Am I? So I have no muscles either. What am I bringing to the band?
Just watching.
Okay.
And John Lennon.
John Lennon.
Doing nothing.
Also doing nothing. Why isn't he playing guitar?
I don't know. And Prince doing nothing.
And Prince doing nothing.
Yeah.
You can tell it's Prince because of the curly hair, I suppose.
Yeah.
Right. Why doesn't he have... Why isn't anybody but Noel playing guitar?
I don't know.
I mean, I'd understand if Sylvester Stallone and I weren't playing guitar. All right. That's from the early book there. I got a couple other things.
Yeah.
Like this.
Yeah.
Do you remember this?
Yep.
Can you describe this picture?
This is from Beatles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, again, what's happening here?
Like that foggy is taking a picture in front of, what was it? How you say it? I don't know now. Mm-hmm.
Do you remember where you saw it? This is your version of the famous picture, right?
Yeah.
Do you remember where you saw that picture?
In video, I guess. And like I was hearing the song and I thought I saw this picture.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought I draw it together, maybe.
You drew it for me?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the way I remember it is because I think I showed you, this is an album cover.
Mm, yeah.
And it's the first Beatles album I ever listened to.
Oh.
And it was only in North America, and it was called Hey Jude.
Yeah.
And that's the first time I saw the Beatles and first time I listened to the Beatles. So I think I showed you that cover, and then you drew this. And it's a really good version, man.
Yeah.
Like, you got everything. You got John's hat and beard and Ringo's necktie. It's really detailed. This is one of my favorite drawings that you ever did.
Thank you.
Yeah, man. You even got the statues on the side there.
Yeah.
Great. I'm going to make a copy of this and put it on the website or whatever so people can see
no,
it.
No.
Yeah. Max. How you doing, man?
Yeah, I'm okay.
Can I show you some of my early?
Yeah, sure.
Now, there's only one character drawn here. Oh, good timing. His name is Eclipse.
Eclipse?
Yeah. Do you know what Eclipse means?
Yeah.
What did we see last night? What did we see? Remember when we were going to the boxing gym yesterday? What did we see?
The moon.
Yeah.
Change.
Yeah, yeah. That's called an eclipse. That was a lunar eclipse. So this is a hero called Eclipse, but as you can see, I've just drawn him, but I don't know anything about him. So I don't know what his name, what his powers are, what he can, I don't know. Anyway, here... I was just coming up with ideas for heroes. So I didn't draw them, just ideas. So I want you to tell me what you think about these possible guys, okay?
Okay.
I just give a name and a short description.
Okay.
So the first guy is called Captain Dagger.
Captain Dagger.
Yeah. And it says, just normal, good fighting.
Okay.
Captain Dagger, what do you think?
Yeah. But I think, like, he don't have a special power. He's like a normal guy.
Yeah, yeah. He's like Batman, but he's good at fighting. He probably has a big knife or something. What do you think?
Yeah.
Captain Dagger? Good?
Yeah.
Pretty good?
Yes.
Possible?
Possible.
Okay. Now, there are two guys here. One guy is called Fireman.
Fireman, yes.
And the note for his story just says, forest fire, severely burned. Pyro as child, so that means he likes to start fires all the time. Natural.
Natural, okay.
I don't know what that means. It's a bit mysterious. He just likes firemen. But his brother is Iceman.
Oh.
And for Iceman, it says, father worked in Antarctica, wandered off, nearly froze, saved by natives, got powers from herbal tea.
Herbal tea?
Yeah.
Who is that? The original character?
Yeah, Iceman.
Oh.
He got, from the natives of Antarctica, which I don't believe there are any, they gave him herbal tea and it gave him ice powers.
Oh.
What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah.
And their brothers, Iceman and Fireman.
Yeah.
Possible?
Possible.
You think there's something there?
Yeah, but fire is going to melt the ice.
Well, I don't know if they work together or if they fight or what. Like,
yeah.
Imagine if you and Sasha were Fireman and Iceman, who would be who?
I'd be Iceman.
You'd be Iceman and he's Fireman. So would you guys work together to fight crime or would you fight each other?
No. Number three, don't be together because I can freeze him and he can melt me, so.
So you better not hang out. All right, fair enough. Oh, here are some details about Eclipse that we talked about before. It says he was a parachutist, so that means he, jumps out of airplanes.
Yeah.
I guess it just says hit, so I guess that means his parachute didn't open, so he, crashed. It says parachutist, hit, coma, came out with powers. So he went into a coma, and when he woke up, he had eclipse powers.
What is coma?
A coma is when you're not dead, but it's like you're sleeping, but you're not really not sleeping. You're just in bed, but you're not waking up. You're unconscious for some time, right? But not dead yet.
Mm.
So, and then he wakes up and he has powers, eclipse powers.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah.
Possible.
Possible.
Yeah. Workable.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay, here's another guy called the Human Dynamo.
Human Dynamo, okay.
It just says, the note, it's confusing to me too. It just says, bum, Frankenstein.
His bum is a Frankenstein?
No.
Does that mean?
I think by bum I meant he was a hobo, he's homeless.
Ah.
Or something. I think he was just a hobo. Mm. And then... maybe an evil scientist captured him and, I don't know, gave him hobo powers. Yeah. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yeah? You're being very generous. Okay. Another guy called Jeff Cool.
Yeah, cool.
It just says he's also normal but a good fighter.
Oh.
He's like Captain Dagger. Who do you think would win in a fight between Captain Dagger and Jeff Cool?
A good question, but I think it's all going to lose.
They're going to kill each other?
I think
they're going to battle to a draw?
Yeah, because I think it's like a normal guy and a good fight, right?
Hmm.
Normal guy, good fight. It means like two and two, so
just balanced.
Yeah.
Just a tie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like that.
How about the human? Oh, the living volcano.
Living volcano. Yeah.
Okay. The note for the living volcano just says Hawaii.
Yeah.
Climbing, yeah. Fell in.
Yeah.
Burned.
Yeah.
Got powers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Possible.
Possible. Yeah.
What kind of powers do you think a living volcano would have?
Like he can shoot magma or something.
Oh, that would be pretty good, don't you think?
Magma attack!
And magma just comes flying out of his hands?
Yeah.
See, he'd be more... Well, who would win in a fight between Fireman and the living volcano?
A tie? Because it's fire.
Who would win in a fight between the living volcano and Iceman? Yeah, because he just melt him with the magma shots. Yeah, you're probably right. Okay, there's also Lord Swarm. The note for Lord Swarm says he's a devil worshipper.
Mm.
Powers from unholy prayer.
What's unholy prayer?
Well, prayer means inori. Mm. And unholy means not to God, maybe to Satan. He's praying to Satan. And then he gets his powers.
Mm.
Lord Swarm. What do you think?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
It's okay, but that's for. It's not totally okay. It's just like for.
Just a little bit okay?
Yeah.
Lord Swarm. Who would win in a fight between Lord Swarm and the Living Volcano?
Living Volcano.
That's good.
Yeah.
Here's a guy called Mercury.
Mercury?
And the note for Mercury just says, car accident, bionics, nuclear power. What do you think?
Yeah.
It's not fully fleshed out yet, but...
I think he's okay, but...
I think what I meant was, it's just a normal guy, and he's driving around, he's driving to work. He gets in a car accident, he's all busted up. So they give him, they have to fix him with bionic arms and legs. And somehow, I guess, to power these bionics, they put a nuclear, almost like Iron Man. They put a nuclear reactor in him, inside of him.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe like that.
Yeah. Not bad?
Nobody knows.
Nobody knows. That's true.
Including you.
Next is Plutonium Man.
Yeah.
It says he always had power.
Yeah.
From his parents' drug use.
Yes.
So, his parents took drugs and he got plutonium powers.
No.
You're putting your foot down?
No.
No plutonium? Yeah. Yeah, I'm not sure I support him either.
Yeah.
Next one.
Yeah.
White Dragon. Sounds like a cool hero, right?
Yeah, confused.
Just the name.
Yeah.
But my note for White Dragon just says...
Yeah.
Normal.
Okay, no. Then no. I saw like he was a cool dragon, color white, and he can use like white special power.
White special power? Yeah. What is a white special power?
No, like ice and like that.
Oh.
But normal.
That's just normal. He's just a tough guy. And he...
No, then you don't need to call it white dragon.
All right. And then there are four.
Yeah.
It's a team. It just says they're pals. The note here says they're pals. There is Famine.
Yeah.
The note for him says he was a starving child, so he had no food.
Okay.
There's Pestilence. He was diseased, and specifically leprosy.
Okay.
Yeah. War.
Oh, yeah.
He was a soldier.
Yeah.
And Death.
Yeah.
He was a mortician. Do you know what a mortician is?
No. Nope.
A mortician is a guy, his job is to fix up the body.
Like the normal.
So it looks okay for when people come to see the body. Wow. Anyway, so yeah, these four guys, I guess they're bad guys. They can't be heroes, right?
Yeah.
Famine, pestilence, war, and death.
Yeah.
And the note for these guys, these pals, says they had a seance. Do you know what a seance is?
No.
Seance is when you get together and you try to contact the dead. Like you sit around a dark table with candles and you hold hands and you try to talk to dead people. So, says they did a seance and then they got mystical powers.
No.
Can you imagine being a bad guy and some, you know, you're fighting the living volcano and the volcano says, "Who are you?" And he says, "I'm famine." "Oh yeah, what can you do?" "I make you really hungry." Think that's a... No. Would you be scared of those pals, those four pals?
Little bit, but...
A little bit. I mean, if they all came rushing into your room at once, you know, that'd be a little scary, but...
Yeah.
What do you think? What do you think about these guys I came up with?
Okay, and but no. Like half okay, half no.
Yeah, half good, half not good. I mean, there are a couple more, but...
No.
I don't know. Like a guy called Doppelganger.
Doppelganger.
Says he's a magician from the past, lost most of his powers, can change. Mm. I don't know. Can change into what? I'm not sure what that means. Mm. Rainmaker?
Rainmaker? He can make rain?
Yeah, I think so. The note for Rainmaker just says, "Scientist, did it all himself, flash flood, fire, hope." I don't know.
Hope.
Hope. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
No.
So of all those characters, all these guys, who would you want to be if you could be one of these heroes?
Volcano Man.
The living volcano?
Yeah, I think he's the most strong.
The strongest?
Yeah.
There are a couple that I crossed out, including King Kid. Did I?
No, you didn't see.
King Kid.
Yeah, King Kid.
It just says rich kid.
Yeah.
Power.
Okay.
King Kid.
Okay.
I think I crossed that out for a good reason. What do you think?
Yeah.
That sounds like a terrible hero.
Who are you? I'm King Kid. What is your power? I'm rich. No.
No? You don't think that would be a popular character?
No.
King Kid?
But I think like he can buy anything, so maybe everybody's like, "Oh, you're like the god."
So they want to be friends with him, but
they
don't think he's so cool, right?
Yeah, everybody does want money, not him.
Yeah. Well, Joe, thank you very much for coming on the show.
Yeah. Oh, thanks for listening, everybody. The Healing is my dad podcast every time. Thank you very much.
Cheers, man.
Yeah,
cheers. Okay. See you later.
See you later.
Many thanks to my very son, Joe MD. I didn't know how that was going to go, but he did a great job. Thanks also to Wayne MD for the artwork, Sasha MD for help with the outro, and DJ Max in Tokyo for all the ace music. Like and subscribe and all that stuff. And if you'd like to support the show, you can do so at buymeacoffee.com/WRTES. Many thanks to those listeners who have done so already. Back in 2 weeks with the mysterious CM Preston. Sasha, did you think that episode was interesting?
Little bit.
Do you want to come on as a guest one day?
No, thank you.
Okay, bye.